Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
The oldest, most sinister forces may believe they'll determine America's future, but they are wrong. We will determine America's future.
President Joe Biden tells Howard University graduates white supremacy is the most dangerous terrorist threat to America and that sinister forces want to reverse generations of racial progress. Biden's remarks could preview an appeal his 2024 campaign will make to black voters. An Associated Press poll found Biden's approval among black adults has fallen 30% since his first months in office. It's been a year since a white supremacist shooting in a Buffalo, New York, Tops supermarket left 10 people dead and 3 injured. Relatives of the victims are marking the anniversary by working on food insecurity, which worsened when the neighborhood's only grocery store was closed for 2 months. Republican Congressman Byron Donalds of Florida tells Fox News that President Biden is leading the nation into default by not agreeing to spending cuts.
The pandemic is now over. It's time to bring spending levels back to pre-COVID, and then we can talk about raising the debt ceiling.
Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will meet again this week. Senate Democrats are urging Biden to use the 14th Amendment to raise the debt limit unilaterally. But Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. may not be able to pay some bills starting June 1st. The Minnesota State Senate has passed gun legislation, which includes a red flag law to let courts take guns away from someone judged an extreme risk. State Representative Bonnie Westline says the law has been a long time coming.
I have been getting communications on a very regular basis with people just begging us to do this.
The bill also allows for expanded background checks for gun transfers. It passed on a party line vote, and the Democratic governor is expected to sign it. North Carolina's Democratic governor has vetoed legislation that would have banned nearly all abortions there after 12 weeks of pregnancy. But Governor Roy Cooper says the public will need to put pressure on GOP lawmakers who hold a veto-proof majority.
If just one Republican keeps a campaign promise to protect women's reproductive health, we can stop this ban.
Many patients have traveled to North Carolina from states with even stricter abortion laws since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. New York City Democrats want President Biden to speed up work permits for asylum seekers. Existing law says they have to wait 6 months after an asylum application. The lawmakers say refugees want to work and could help with the labor shortage. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.